It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're also going to be joined by GMU Boys head coach Greg Bonskowski in a little bit. He'll be doing color commentary as we come to you live from SUNY Oneonta today. It's the Boys and Girls Tri-Valley League Championships. The girls' basketball championship will be Franklin, the defending champs, taking on Cherry Valley Springfield. And at 7 o'clock later tonight, we'll have the Richfield Springs boys taking on defending champion Edmiston. Want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Sales tip-off show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Well, the fans continue to trickle in here. I love that we're back at Oneonta State here this year. The last couple of years, they've traded off and gone over to Hartwick College a little bit. Also a beautiful venue, but just a little bit more room to spread out here at SUNY Oneonta at Dewar Arena. So glad to see the games back here. You never know what you're going to get here. It's a big floor. The rims and the baskets are far away from the wall. Sometimes that doesn't matter. Sometimes we see it have a big impact on the game. So we'll see how that all goes today. We're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. When we come back, we'll have an interview with Franklin Girls head coach Mike Dutcher. And then at halftime, we'll hear from CVS Girls head coach Jen Moore. So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes here on the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
The Girls Tri-Valley League Championship. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Franklin taking on Cherry Valley Springfield. And right now we're joined by Franklin head coach Mike Dutcher. Coach, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Nate. Yeah, always a pleasure talking with you.
Coach, here you are, I believe, your third straight trip for Franklin to the Tri-Valley League Championship. It's been another successful season. Can you just talk a little bit about how this year has gone for you so far?
Yeah. You know, right from the start, we knew we had some key people back, and we had some very good people move up from our junior varsity. And, you know, that first month of the season was really about, you know, understanding how we all really fit together. And I think, you know, as the season's gone on, I think defensively we've really figured out how to fit together, and offensively we're getting better and better as well.
You did win the Tri-Valley League Championship last year, and that kind of puts a bullseye on your back coming into the season, and it seems like you're going to get every team's best game, especially in the Tri-Valley when they come to play you. Has that been hard to deal with this year?
It is a mental approach to each game that we have to be aware of. We do feel that, you know, we get every team's best shot, you know, which is good for us. It makes us be prepared mentally and physically right from the start of every game.
Coach, your one league loss this year was to Cherry Valley Springfield. It was on the road. It's always a tough trip to make for any Tri-Valley team to go up to CVS. But you now will have a rematch with them in the championship game. And how excited are you and your team to get a chance to rematch with the Patriots?
Yeah, we're very excited for the opportunity to play for the league championship and to play against CVS once again. You know, we played them back in December, and you know, now we've seen them play a few times. We understand what they like to do a little bit better, but more importantly, you know, we're not the same team we were back in December. So, you know, we're very excited about this opportunity, the opportunity to play well, and hopefully to win a Tri-Valley championship.
As I said before, your third straight trip to the Tri-Valley League Championship for Franklin, and a lot of these girls have been on that team this whole time. Do you think just having the experience of even the lead up to the game, the preparation, how to deal with the nerves playing on the big court at SUNY Oneonta, do you think that helps your team at all feel a little more at ease?
I think it definitely does. Having played there before certainly helps. This whole week of practice getting up to Saturday's game, we've had a really good week of practice, but just the mental focus, the understanding what it takes to play in a game like that, and when we do take the court, we've been there a few times on that court, and the grandness of it, you know, is still there, but I think when the ball goes up, we'll definitely be focused and ready to play.
I don't like to look past the Tri-Valley League Championship, but with sectionals around the corner, it just seems like there's so many good girls D teams in Section 4 this year, and I wanted to pick your brain on that about, boy, the tournament looks like it could go a variety of ways this year.
Yeah, I totally agree. It'll be very interesting when the seedings come out where everybody is aligned, but there certainly is a lot of parity, and even right from the first round, there's going to be very competitive games, and, you know, teams have certainly got to bring their best to earn the right to get to the quarterfinals for sure. It should be a very, very entertaining sectionals.
Our last question here with Franklin Girls head coach Mike Dutcher. The Purple Devil Nation always comes out to support you guys. Is there anything you'd like to say to them, as I'm sure they'll pack the house here on Saturday for the Tri-Valley Championship?
We love Purple Devil Nation. You know, there's so much Purple Devil pride. If you go up our main street in Franklin, balloons are up, signs are up. You know, the whole village is getting ready for this game, and they've supported us all year. I know at Oneonta on Saturday we're going to see that sea of purple in the stands, and we thank Purple Devil Nation, and sometimes it gives you that extra boost to get through tough spots in the games to help move forward, and we appreciate all their encouragement and support.
Franklin Girls head coach Mike Dutcher, good luck to Franklin as they take on Cherry Valley Springfield in the Tri-Valley Championship game, and we'll see you Saturday.
Okay, thank you very much, Nate.
This is Nate Lowell. Stay tuned. Girls Tri-Valley League Championship coverage continues on WCDO.
WCDO.
And welcome back, Nate Lowell, once again on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU, of course, and it's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. So we heard from Franklin Girls head coach Mike Dutcher, and at halftime we'll hear from CVS Girls head coach Jen Moore. And we're joined now by GMU boys coach Greg Bonskowski. As I mentioned, he's going to be doing color here today for both these games. Coach, glad to have you back again this year.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for asking me to join you.
Great atmosphere, as always. One of my favorite days of the broadcast year, especially being a Tri-Valley guy as a GMU alum, and just to see the fans piling in, the banners going up, the signs going up. Everybody's kind of on pins and needles here before the game starts. From your coaching perspective, what's it like to coach in a game like this with all this kind of fanfare around it?
Well, I think it's every high school basketball player and high school basketball coach's dream to play in a game like this, in a facility like this, and to have your community come out and support you and you know, just have the opportunity to play for a league title. I mean, that's every team's goal at the beginning of the season. There's a lot of excitement, a lot of, you know, anxiousness ready for the game to begin, and then once the game begins, it kind of, you know, it's just another game, but there's a little bit more, you know, energy, I think, the way I'd put it.
CVS comes in with a record of 16-1. Their one loss this year was to Worcester in league play. Franklin comes in at 14-2. Their two losses, one to South Courtright in the first game of the year. The other one was a 10-point loss at the road to Cherry Valley Springfield. So you have to think, Coach, that, you know, Franklin's pretty fired up to play CVS again here today. And, boy, CVS has just been on a roll recently, putting up a lot of points.
Yeah, I think Franklin is definitely excited to get another shot at Cherry Valley Springfield. Cherry Valley Springfield has to be excited to be here. You know, with a record of 16-1, they've had an outstanding season. So hopefully we have a great ball game today.
Franklin, the defending champions here of the Tri-Valley League. Cherry Valley Springfield has not won a league title since 2008. So this is the first time back for them in a long time. They have to be excited about that. Do you think, you know, Franklin's been here traditionally a lot the last couple of years. They've had chances to play on this floor. Cherry Valley, kind of all new to them. You think that plays into this at all?
Yeah, thinking about the game on the way over today, that was one of the keys that I had, like, you know, keys to the game, is that Franklin has experience. They've played in a game like this. They've played in this building. So I don't think they're going to be as anxious as maybe Cherry Valley is, who hasn't played in a game or an arena like this. So I think this probably likely is their first experience in a setting like this, and it can be a challenge, whereas Franklin definitely has some players, like you said, you know, I think this is their third straight appearance.
Yes.
In the Tri-Valley League Championship. Last year it was at Hartwick, a little bit smaller venue, but the year before that they were here. So experience edge goes to Franklin.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago. They played Morris here. Franklin was up big at halftime. Kayla Campbell was on fire. And in the second half, Morris changed things up, came back, and got a big victory there. And then, of course, Franklin winning the title last year, returning the favor against the Morris Mustangs. So, you know, I always ask people this, and especially coaches, do you think playing on this floor is, you know, a lot different than Hartwick for these kids that maybe play in smaller gyms, and this floor is a lot bigger, longer? Does that play into anything? Some people tell me, oh, no, Nate, it's not like that. Some swear by it, so.
Well, I think the one thing that's different about this gym compared to high school gyms is that, you know, this gym is more like a college arena, whereas Hartwick is kind of like a high school gym. The style of play that you play also is going to be a factor in this game. Like, if you're an up-tempo team and you press and you run, you know, this is a long court. I could see Cherry Valley Springfield getting, you know, a little tired towards the end of the game. So it should be interesting.
We're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. It's the Tri-Valley League Championship for the girls, Cherry Valley Springfield and Franklin. Today we'll have the boys later, Richfield Springs and Edmiston. We'll be back. We're going to pause for the national anthem on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. We're live from SUNY Oneonta today. It's the Tri-Valley League Girls Basketball Championship on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU, and it's a packed house as usual here for the Tri-Valley League Championship. Cherry Valley Springfield fans sitting behind us. We're courtside. Franklin fans on the other side. And don't forget, we're going to have Edmiston and the Richfield Springs boys tipping off around 7 o'clock for the boys' Tri-Valley League Championship later tonight. And we do have a lot of special sponsors here for today's game that we'll be recognizing throughout the broadcast. So a big thank you to them. It wouldn't be possible to be here and do this game on the radio without their support. Let's get the starting lineups first for Franklin and head coach Mike Dutcher. They will start with sophomore number 2, Marissa Campbell, senior number 10, Alyssa Nowitny, senior number 11, Maddie Ackley, sophomore number 12, Leah Heiser, and a sophomore number 22, Kayla Campbell. On the other side for CBS, junior number 5, Sarah Lewis. Senior number 11, Kendra McGovern. Senior number 15, Kelsey Gerard. Freshman number 23, Jolene Lusk. And sophomore number 30, Marika Crew. Oh, a great atmosphere here for these two teams getting together for the Tri-Valley League Championship. Coach, any last-minute thoughts before we get ready for tip-off here?
I think it'll be interesting to see how Cherry Valley comes out and plays. You know, all year they've played up-tempo. They've looked to press and get after you on this big court. I'm interested to see how they come out to play. Are they going to, you know, play their style and, you know, dance with the one that brought you to the big game? Or are they going to try to change their philosophy and maybe hold off on the pressure until later in the game? So the first few minutes could be very interesting.
One change on the Franklin starting lineup. It'll be Molly McLaughlin, number 15, the senior, instead of sophomore number 12, Leah Heiser. I just want to update you on that. Franklin is in the purple uniforms with the gold and the white trim. So it's Purple Devils in white lettering across the front of the uniform. They are the 2 seed coming in the Tri-Valley League. The CBS Patriots, again, have not won a league title since 2008. They are in the white uniforms with the navy blue and the red trim. It says Patriots in blue lettering across the front of the uniform. They are the number 1 seed in the Tri-Valley League playoffs. So, got to be exciting if you're a Cherry Valley fan. Haven't been here in a long time. And they've been excited about this group for a long time. You've seen Franklin play once.
Yep, I've seen Franklin and Cherry Valley play. I was able to see both teams play this year. Two very solid teams, but again, different styles of play. So should be an interesting game.
All set to go here. Again, a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Also a reminder that thanks to SFCU, we record all these games. They're available for a free download at WCDOsports.com. And you can go there anytime, 24/7, listen to these games. And it's always fun to go back and listen to these once they are over. A big thank you to our special sponsors today, including the Franklin Railroad Museum, Rich's Auto Body of Franklin, the Cherry Valley Springfield Booster Club, Chandelo Federal Credit Union of Franklin, as well as Amphenol, SFCU, Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Stacy Frazier, as well as Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, And we'll have several others that we would like to recognize throughout today's games. So it'll be Franklin going right to left to start things off. And it will be Cherry Valley Springfield going left to right. Jumping it up will be Jolene Lusk, who has been on fire lately here for CBS. Scored 34 points in a non-leaguer the other night. And they will win the opening tip, but Franklin will steal it back with Kayla Campbell, but then taken away from behind by Sarah Lewis. And so now another steal here by Campbell. Wants to take it to the rim. It's up and in. So a game of hot potato, and Franklin scores first.
Nice steal there by Campbell.
Both teams struggling to hold on to the ball there for the first 20 seconds, but Campbell makes them pay. A left wing shot, by Sarah Lewis is off the mark from three-point land. Rebound Franklin. Off to a fast start. Here's Kayla Campbell. Stops, double-teamed, and goes over to the far side now for Paige Dutcher. Dutcher will go to Maddie Ackley, and it's stolen away here by the Patriots. Down the right side of the floor with Kendra McGovern. Works her way inside into the paint. Lost control of it. Leaves one back off for Lusk, who puts it up and in. And Cherry Valley ties it up at two with 7:05 to go first quarter. Franklin back across midcourt again, going right to left. We're tied at two, and we're underway in the Girls Tri-Valley League Championship game here from SUNY Oneonta. And here is Alyssa Nowitny. Nowitny finds Marissa Campbell into the corner, back for Nowitny again. They'll work it down low for Kayla Campbell. Saved it from going out of bounds to Maddie Ackley on the left wing side. Passing one back up to Dutcher, top of the key. And a pull-up jumper for Nowitny is out of bounds here. Franklin couldn't save it. Goes back to CBS. Maybe that's a little preview there of just getting used to these baskets here.
Yeah, and I think both teams are kind of settling in. Cherry Valley came out and is playing box and one on Kayla Campbell, so it'll be interesting to see how Franklin tries to attack that.
Patriots with the ball. They try a long home run pass through the hands of Jolene Lusk and out of bounds, and maybe some nerves to the Patriots.
Both teams seem to have a little bit of struggle early here taking care of the basketball.
2-2 the score early in the first quarter. 6:25 to go first quarter as Kayla Campbell comes across midcourt. Goes to the right side. Now they'll work it back inside to the right low block for Kayla Campbell. Tied up. Rolls out of bounds. Will stay with the Purple Devils.
That was nice execution by Franklin. Kayla passed the ball off to the wing and then dove hard to the basket. She had a shot, but she dribbled and then they were able to collapse on her.
Franklin will look to get it in on the baseline. They'll float one to Dutcher, right wing side in front of the CVS bench. Now back to Kayla Campbell for three off the front of the rim. A rebound by Maddie Ackley. Ball is loose, though, and the Patriots will take it away. Here is Sarah Lewis in the backcourt, working it forward for the Patriots. Lewis will float one to Kendra McGovern. Inside
nice
now
block
for Kroon, and she's blocked. Back up the floor for the Purple Devils. Here is Kayla Campbell. Stops and pops at the foul line. Left it short. Rebound is going to ricochet out of bounds. Let's see what the call is here. Looks like it will stay with Franklin. Going back to Cherry Valley.
The arena is definitely having an impact here on the shooting. You've seen that almost all the outside shots are short. The only two baskets that we've had so far have been both layups. So it'll be interesting to see which team adjusts first and starts taking the ball hard to the basket.
Franklin, they're going to overrule that call and give it back to the Purple Devils, so they'll get it in. Here's Campbell for three. Hits the side of the rim. It's no good. Ball again knocked out of bounds. We'll stay with Franklin again.
Franklin seems to be a little quicker to the boards. They've gotten a couple rebounds on either end of the floor due to their quickness.
Campbell will get it in. Works it into the corner. Kayla finds Marissa, the sister connection there. Now back to Kayla at the top of the key. This game in the regular season was a 34-24 win for Cherry Valley Springfield, so it was low scoring on that night in league play. And now a steal for the Patriots. Here's Kendra McGovern trying to go coast to coast. Cannot get the layup to go. A rebound here for Kelsey Girard, but stolen away as she tried to pass to the high post by Kayla Campbell. And ahead now for Franklin. Campbell trying to go all the way coast to coast. Layup won't go, but she is fouled. With 5:08 to go in the first quarter, we're tied 2-2.
Both teams are struggling a little bit with coming to the ball on receiving passes. They're waiting for the ball to get to them, and the defense is stepping in the passing lane, taking the ball away. That's created some opportunities for both teams offensively.
So Campbell, Kayla that is, will step to the line again with 5:08 to go in the first quarter. Thanks for joining us here for the Tri-Valley League Girls Championship on CDO. An air ball here for Campbell. And, you know, she's played here probably more than anyone else on this floor, her and Marissa. And she's had some good shooting games here, so we'll see if maybe she can settle in. Second foul shot here for Campbell. Rims in and out. Rebound for CVS. The outlet pass, though, is too tall on that far side for Girard. Back to Franklin.
That was a real nice job by Maddie Ackley, putting some pressure on the rebounder for CVS. She created that turnover for Franklin.
So FCS will get it in. We're 3 minutes in, and it's a 2-2 ball game between Franklin and Cherry Valley Springfield. Pass back up to the top of the key for Marissa Campbell through her hands, and then a backcourt violation. Both teams a little frustrated right now, Coach.
Yeah, both teams are struggling to kind of settle in. I think each team just needs to, you know, see a couple, you know, shots go through the hoop and they'll settle in.
Patriots with the basketball going left to right. And here is Kelsey Girard again. Looking to go into the paint there for Kroon. Kroon works one back out for McGovern. Inside for Lusk. Turnaround little baby hook. Hit the rim twice. Wouldn't go down. Kroon with a rebound. And off the hands there of Ackley as Kroon tried to dish it back to the outside. It'll stay with the Patriots. 4:40 to go. First quarter. We're tied 2-2. Ball in here for the Patriots as they go left to right. They'll work it to the foul line. Now zip one into the corner. Now down low, right low block. Turnaround shot for Kroon. Partially blocked. Campbell with a rebound. Left side for Franklin. Kayla zips one through, finding Alyssa Nowitny. Back up top for Marissa Campbell for three. Died on the front of the rim. No good. Rebound Ackley. Leaves it for Meredith Shivers, who's rejected there by Jolene Lusk. Patriots will come away.
The other thing is there's 2 3-point lines on this court because you have the college 3-point line and the high school 3-point line. Sometimes that causes a little confusion as to where you are on the court. So almost all of the 3-pointers that have been attempted have been from the college line. So that's not, you say, look at the court and you say that's not that far, but that little difference makes a huge difference to a shooter. So that's something to watch for.
Jump ball down in the Patriots' offensive end on the inbound pass. They'll look to get it inside for Jolene Lusk, and she is fouled. With exactly 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, we're tied 2-2 between CVS and the Franklin girls. That'll be the first team foul on Franklin and the first personal on Kayla Campbell. CVS will get it in, a straightaway three. The bank is closed here for CVS as Kendra McGovern's shot will not go.
But again, that was from the college 3-point line.
Campbell will work it back down the floor. Straight away, now to the left side as Franklin goes right to left. They'll go to Nowitny, right wing side. Now works one into the paint for Meredith Shivers. She rattles it in.
Nice look there. Good offense by Franklin.
4-2 to score. Purple Devils on top of the Patriots with 3.5 to go here in the first frame. Back up the floor right side for Kendra McGovern. And into the corner looking for Lusk. There's a three for CVS, well off the mark. And a rebound for Marissa Campbell.
I think Cherry Valley needs to get the ball inside. They clearly have an advantage down on the post. Need to be patient on offense and get that ball inside.
Here's Marissa Campbell into the right wing corner for Maddie Ackley. Chance of defense from the CVS fans behind us. They'll work one back over to Shivers. A 15-footer from the left elbow won't go. Ackley with a rebound. Now they'll try to pump it to the inside for Kayla Campbell, stolen by the Patriots. Ahead now for CVS with Kendra McGovern. Feeds one in down low for Girard. Little up and under is good for Kelsey Girard. Looks like CVS likes to run and get it out in transition quite a bit here. With 2:40 to go in the first quarter, we're tied 4-4. Here's Kayla Campbell, right side three for Franklin, in and out, and a rebound again for the Patriots. Left side, back up the floor, half court timeline here for Kendra McGovern. McGovern still with the ball, but dribbled it off her foot as she switched over to the right wing side, rolls out of bounds and back to Franklin.
Yeah, both teams continue to be sloppy with the ball.
Tied 4-4 with 2:25 to go in the first quarter. The girls' Tri-Valley League Championship. Live from SUNY Oneonta, I'm Nate Lull, joined by GMU Boys head coach Greg Bonskowski. Kayla Campbell with a pull-up jumper, right wing side, no good. Kroon with a rebound, but she's immediately double-teamed. Franklin takes it away. They get the possession back. Out to Nowitny. Jumper from the foul line is short. Rebound on the floor. We'll have a jump ball that keeps it here with FCS.
Yeah, both teams, almost every shot is just a little short.
So here is Maddie Ackley with the basketball on the baseline. Works one in for Kayla Campbell. Campbell left side pull-up jumper off the side of the rim. Ackley a rebound. Her shot won't go. Gets her own rebound. Works one back out for Marissa Campbell. Her shot is short from three-point land. Rebound CVS. Ball rolls ahead, though. Franklin will take it back. even with the box and one, Franklin still having good luck getting the ball to Kayla Campbell. She takes it to the rim here and scores.
Hopefully that will kind of break the ice there. She saw the ball go through the basket. I'd be anxious to see her next shot if it also goes in.
Franklin 6, Cherry Valley Springfield 4. CVS works it down low. A shot here for Kroon will not go. Franklin with a rebound with a buck 20 to go here first quarter. Again, Franklin 6, Cherry Valley Springfield 4. Here's Kayla Campbell across the midcourt timeline. Wants a three, fires it, and it's short again. Now the ball rolls out of bounds. We'll stay with FCS. Again, like you said, Coach, everything just a touch short for both teams.
The one player that I would point out that I think is making a huge impact on the game right now is Maddie Ackley from Franklin. She's gotten several offensive rebounds, put some pressure on, just got that defensive board. She's doing a really nice job for Franklin.
Here is Ackley at the foul line. Passes for Nowitny right side. Nowitny on the baseline. Passes one on a bounce over to Shivers, and she is fouled with 59 seconds to go in the first quarter. Great ball movement by FCS.
That was a really nice pass along the baseline there.
Foul on Kendra McGovern there for CVS, her first team's second. Franklin will look to get it in here with Marissa Campbell. Steps in for a 15-footer. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound is loose. And we'll have a jump ball. Campbell was fighting with Sarah Lewis for possession. Arrow gives it back to the Patriots.
I don't know if it's part of the game plan, but anytime CVS gets a defensive board, Franklin's pressuring them. I don't know if that's to limit their transition. And here they come out with a little 2-2-1 press.
Patriots back up the floor with Lewis to the right side for McGovern. They'll work it around to the left wing side. Pull-up jumper here for Gerard is no good. Shivers with the rebound. She's been doing pretty well off the bench with 30 seconds to go first quarter. Franklin 6, CVS 4. Both teams looking to settle in here in the Tri-Valley League Championship game from SUNY Oneonta. Left side, Marissa Campbell for three. Got it. Big shot there for Marissa.
That was at the perfect angle for us. You could tell that one was in as soon as she let it go.
9-4, Franklin on top of CVS. Patriots trying to get the last bucket here of the quarter, but they'll throw it away. Ball rolls out of bounds and back to Franklin. And this is a CVS team. We've seen them score 60, 70 points several times this year. Only four so far here in the first frame. Purple Devils across the midcourt timeline. 5 seconds left. Here's Kayla Campbell. Stops, pops for a long two. It's too strong. Rebound for Ackley at the buzzer. Also no good. First quarter in the books. Franklin girls leading CVS 9-4 in the Tri-Valley Championship. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-027 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at LandersFH.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney. Proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Girls Tri-Valley League Championship. Live from SUNY Oneonta, Franklin girls with a 9-4 lead. As we start the second quarter, it's a steal for the Patriots as they go left to right. Nate Lull and GMU boys coach Greg Bonskowski with you today on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Web stream courtesy of SFCU. Patriots with the ball. They'll try to go to the interior now looking for Jolene Lusk. She'll have to dribble it out and work it all the way to the right side. Still 3-point line extended here for McGovern. McGovern back to Lusk. She's in the paint. Has to work it back out for McGovern. Right side three is way too strong. Rebound for Shivers. And Franklin will come away with it. And the shooting woes continue, unfortunately, for the Patriots. And here is Kayla Campbell with the ball, floats one into the corner for Shivers. Shivers back to Campbell, looking for options here. Looking to get a double screen, goes to the left side, now zips one across the top of the defense for Noah Whitney. Down low, give and go, back to Campbell, puts it up and in.
That was a beautiful pass there by Alyssa Noah Whitney across the baseline to Kayla.
Franklin opens up an 11-4 lead over CVS with 6:50 to go in the second quarter. Patriots work it back out, and they'll go to Emma Whiteman. Whiteman now back to Kelsey Gerard. A long three is good for Kelsey Gerard, and she now has 5 points, and that puts CVS back into it. They're down 11-7.
Yeah, that was a big shot to get them, you know, back into the game here.
Campbell with the basketball. They try to go to the interior. Now Whitney threw it away, though, and a steal by the Patriots. And ahead for Whiteman. Whiteman left side, pumps the brakes, now finds Lusk at the foul line. Back over to Sarah Lewis. Through a double team, and they'll say she traveled with 6:18 to go in the second quarter. Franklin 11 and CVS 7. Always amazed at how many people come out to watch these games. Just looking over on the far side, it's a sea of purple. Behind us, it's a sea of blue and red. Great atmosphere.
This is what a high school basketball game should be like. You know, the whole community's here, supporting the kids and the town. It's a wonderful thing for these kids to play in an atmosphere like this.
Here's Franklin with the basketball, going right to left. They'll work it to the corner for Maddie Ackley. It's partially blocked, but Campbell comes up with the ball. Tries to shovel it back out top, stolen away by the Patriots. And ahead to McGovern. Trying to go coast to coast here, puts it in. And McGovern with her first basket, and it's back to a two-point game. Franklin's going to call timeout. We'll step away with 5:45 to go in the second quarter. It's Franklin 11, CVS 9. And the Tri-Valley Championship will be back on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back with 5:45 to go in the second quarter. It's Franklin 11, CVS 9. Out of the timeout from the Purple Devils, Franklin will have the basketball, and they'll come across the midcourt timeline. Here is Kayla Campbell setting up shop in the Franklin offensive end of the floor. They go to Nowitny, dumping one down low for Shivers now on the left baseline, and she got a pass there from Maddie Ackley. Back to Kayla Campbell, double team, dishes it off for Nowitny. Pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound, out of bounds. Going to go back to the Patriots. Again, with 5:23 to go second quarter, we're back to a two-point ball game. Franklin 11, CVS 9.
Franklin back into the 2-2-1 pressure just to slow up Cherry Valley's transition game.
And here is the Patriots with the ball across the midcourt timeline. Again, with 5:10 to go in the second quarter. Patriots looking for the lead. A straightaway three there for Gerard was short. Out of bounds. Lutz couldn't save it. Back to FCS. And Franklin will have the ball. And again, CVS continues to shoot from the outside. They are not afraid to pull the trigger. And Purple Devils will come across the midcourt timeline here with Kayla Campbell. Right side, stops, zips one over to Nowitny, now to Marissa Campbell. Loads one back to Shivers at the top of the key. Chest pass, far side for Kayla. Kayla with a pull-up jumper is good from the right baseline, and she has 8 points.
Cherry Valley has switched their defense. They're now playing triangle and two on the Campbell sisters.
Patriots across midcourt. We're going to have a foul on Franklin. And if the Patriots get out, you can see they do have a lot of team speed here. Interested to see how that goes on the big court.
They have a lot of athleticism. If they can get out and run, they can score points quickly.
Franklin 13, CVS 9. Patriots with the ball. They go to the left elbow. Lusk with a pull-up jumper. Hit the rim twice. No good. Out of bounds. Stays with CVS. And Franklin leading 13-9. Settling in on defense. Patriots with the ball on the left side of the baseline. They'll try to pump it to the inside for Sarah Lewis. Intercepted. 2-on-1 for Franklin if they can hurry. CVS does a good job to get back, but Campbell takes it coast to coast. Missing the right-handed layup there was Campbell, and then a foul on her with 4:22 to go in the second quarter. That's her second. That's big.
So yeah, a little bit of a mental mistake there. You know, she missed the layup. She had the opportunity give Cherry Valley credit. They hustled back on defense. Cherry Valley got the rebound, and she committed kind of a silly foul. She reached in there on the rebound.
Looks like Coach Dutcher doesn't even flinch, leaves Kayla right in the game with 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Now a steal by Ackley, but it rolls out of bounds and will stay with the Patriots. So again, Franklin 13, CVS 9, Tri-Valley League Championship here from SUNY Oneonta. Patriots with the ball. They'll work it to the low post, trying to find it. Sarah Lewis, little up and under, missed it. Rebound for Marissa Campbell of Franklin. Purple Devils going right to left as they walk it back up the floor. Across the Red Dragon logo, here is Kayla Campbell with a game-high 8 points so far for Franklin. 3:50 to go before our Marabito Energy Products halftime break. Shivers, pull-up jumper from the right elbow. Won't go. Rebound for Lusk, and here comes CVS. Patriots with the ball again across midcourt, and Maddie Ackley with a foul. And one thing I've noticed, Franklin, not afraid to get right after it at midcourt. They're reaching. They're going for those steals.
I think that might be part of their game plan to just slow their transition, because if they can get out and run, they have a very potent offense.
Patriots with the ball, 3:35 to go second quarter. Franklin girls leading at CVS 13-9. We'll have the boys' game at 7, which is Edmiston and Richfield Springs. And now CVS takes it to the bucket. A right-handed layup for Emma Whiteman is good, and it's 13-11. Franklin back across the midcourt timeline now, left side. Will work one into the corner for Shivers. Goes across for Nowitny. Give and go back to Maddie Ackley down low. Right-handed layup wouldn't go, but she's fouled. And now Ackley will go to the line. And like you said, Coach, I've been so impressed with Ackley just doing all the little things out there.
Yeah, she has really been a big factor in the game thus far. I mean, you look up there at the scoreboard, she doesn't have any points, but she's been a huge impact on the game so far.
3:10 to go, second quarter. Ackley to the line. First one no good. So again, Franklin leading 13-11. Second shot coming here for Ackley from the charity stripe for FCS. Shot is up and no good. Rebound loose on the floor. Ackley scrapping for this one. Rolls out of bounds. Looks like it was last touched by the Purple Devils. Patriots will get it back. So despite some cold shooting at times here by CVS, they're only down by two. To the right side. Now for CVS going left to right. Here's McGovern. Works one back to the left side for Gerard. Pump fakes into the corner now for Sarah Lewis. Working one back to McGovern, top of the key. Down low, a little reverse layup is up and no good for Kelsey Gerard. Campbell with a rebound for Franklin. They're off to the races. Here's Kayla down the left wing side. Now slows it down with 2:40 to go, second quarter. Franklin setting up on offense. They go to Marissa Campbell. Wants the three, fires. It's good. And another three. That's two threes for Marissa Campbell, and it's 16-11. Now a steal from Kayla. Goes to the rim. Left-handed layup no good, but she's fouled. And another little momentum shift here for the Purple Devils. 2:26 to go, second quarter. Franklin 16, CVS 11. Stay tuned at halftime. We'll hear from CVS head coach Jen Moore. We'll take a break now as well as CVS calls a timeout. Again, 2:26 to go, second quarter. Franklin 16, CVS 11, Tri-Valley Championship in Oneonta on WCDO.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back out of the timeout. Girls Tri-Valley League Championship live from SUNY Oneonta. Here is the super sophomore, Kayla Campbell at the line. Her first shot is good. She has 9 points. Again, went over the 1,000 career point mark earlier this year. And a long way to go in her career. She steps in looking to be the first player into double figures this afternoon. And that one is good. Swish on both of those.
Yeah, those two free throws looked a lot better. I think she's kind of settled in here.
Franklin leads 18-11 with 2:20 to go in the second quarter. CBS with the ball. They're really trying to pump it down low, and this time it pays off as they go to the left side for Sarah Lewis. She buries the layup.
I think that's the strategy they need to use. They've made a three, but they've struggled a little bit shooting the ball from the perimeter.
18-13. Franklin on top of CBS with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Chance of defense again from the Patriot fans behind them. Left side for Nowitny. Into the corner for Shivers for Franklin. An air ball there. Rebound is saved, but CBS will come away with it. And here's Lewis looking to run. Lewis gets around, can't foul at midcourt, but is fouled by Shivers as she tried to take it to the rim with a 1:45 to go second quarter.
Now, that was a very intelligent play by Kayla there. She could have easily picked up her third foul, but she realized she couldn't do that, and she kind of backed off a little bit, allowed the CBS offensive player to get around her, but relied on her teammates to help her out there.
Franklin leads 18-13. Pull-up jumper in the paint, rolls off the rim there for Gerard. Franklin with another rebound. They're doing a good job on the glass here. Here is Campbell. Left side, Kayla trips up, but is able to get the ball back. Little give and go there with Temple from the corner. Now back to Marissa Campbell for a three. Got it! Another one for Marissa Campbell, and she's got nine on 3 3-pointers.
And again, they go to their pressured defense just to, you know, make CBS work a little bit to get the ball off the floor, limit their transition opportunities.
Patriots try to answer with a three of their own. It's off the front of the rim for Sarah Lewis, and a rebound tracked down by Shivers as we hit a minute to go in the second quarter. Franklin girls on top, 21-13. Franklin works it inside for Shivers, and her left-handed layup won't go. Rebound here for Gerard. Gerard across the midcourt timeline. Patriots looking for some momentum late in the second quarter. Ball is knocked away, and Campbell steals it right underneath the CBS basket, and now she's looking to run. Here's Campbell into the paint, coast to coast. Oh, it just won't go. Rebound for CBS.
She just couldn't get the right angle there to get that up on the backboard.
CBS back down the floor, right side here for McGovern. Dumps one off. Shot is no good for Lusk, but she's fouled and will go to the line with 28 seconds to go, second quarter. And so here is the freshman, Jolene Lusk, heading to the line for the Patriots. And anything that they can do here late in the second quarter to just try to chip away a little bit here would be huge.
I mean, if she can make both of these free throws, it's a six-point game. That's not an insurmountable lead that you can't overcome in the second half.
Shot at the line from Lusk is up and good.
And I think in the second half, Cherry Valley really needs to try to get the ball inside. I mean, Jolene scored the first basket. This is her first point since the first basket of the game for them.
Second shot coming at the line from Lusk. Oh, hit the rim about three times. Rolled out. Croon, a rebound. Won't go. Patriots keep it alive, though. They go back to Lusk. Left side forces it up. Shot won't go, but she's fouled again. They trail by 7, 21-14, with 21 seconds to go. Lusk back to the line. Foul there is on Alyssa Nowitny, her second, team's fifth.
And, you know, in games like this, the way you start halves and the way you finish halves sometimes are the difference in the game. So this is a huge sequence here that could determine, you know, the outcome and how things are handled early in the second half.
Lusk misses the first foul shot. Second one coming here for the freshman, Jolene Lusk. This one is up and too strong. Rebound for Kayla Campbell. And Franklin looking to put an exclamation point here on the first half. They go right side. Here's Marissa again for three. Got it. Another one for Marissa Campbell. And Franklin leads 24-14. Patriots back up the floor. Right at midcourt. Can they get a shot off? Are they aware of the time? They try to go down low. It's stolen away. And that'll do it. First half in the books. Franklin leads 24-14. Before we go to break, Coach, that was a big three there by Campbell.
I mean, I just finished saying the end of the half's important. I mean, you can't expect any high school kid to make all their free throws, but, I mean, if they make the free throws there, it's a four-point game going to halftime. It's 21-17. You have the momentum now as Cherry Valley. You miss the free throws there. You come down. Franklin makes a three. I mean, it could have been a four-point game. Now it's a 10-point game. So that was a huge swing in momentum there. So it will be interesting to see what adjustments are made at halftime and see how the teams come out.
Marissa Campbell with 12 points on 4 3-pointers to lead Franklin. Kayla Campbell with 10, so they have 22 of their 24. On the other side, it's Kelsey Gerard with 5 and Jolene Lusk with 3 to lead CVS. So Campbell sisters at it again. So we'll take a break here, but what do you have to say there, Coach?
Well, I just think that, you know, those two are clearly the key components on Franklin. I thought one of the key factors might be, you know, who were the complementary role players that were going to step up for Franklin. It'll be interesting to see who that is. I also thought that, you know, even though she didn't score in the first half, Maddie Ackley was a big factor in the score. Her offensive and defensive rebounding and just pressure defensively were certainly a big factor.
Stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. When we come back, we'll have an interview with CVS girls coach Jen Moore, get her thoughts on the CVS season so far, and then we'll bring it back here again to SUNY Oneonta. Again, our halftime score, Franklin girls leading 24-14 over CVS in the Tri-Valley Championship. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on CDO. Coach, a rematch here with Franklin. You beat them by 10 during the regular season. What are some of the challenges that Franklin presents as you prepare for the championship game?
They're a very well-coached squad. Mr. Dutcher's a fantastic coach. He's got a lot of experience, especially at the Tri-Valley League level, championship level. Of course, we have Kayla Campbell and her sister. They're always in the spotlight, and they're very good players. But we can't overlook any of these girls. We consider everybody on the team a threat, and we take this challenge very seriously.
Coach, it looks like you went out this year. You played a lot of bigger schools in your non-league schedule, tried to challenge yourselves. Is that something going into the season that you said, hey, we got to get out and play some new teams and make sure that we're playing some big games so that it'll pay off down the road?
Yeah, and, you know, we hit a little speed bump in the road at the very beginning of the season with our tip-off tournament. We had some bigger schools drop out of the tournament. The tournament was canceled, and so we had to make up those games somewhere else, and our AD was great and helped us out, and we got some games that really have challenged us a little bit more, which is what we need for the postseason.
Do you have a message for your team as you prepare to go in to the Tri-Valley Championship? You're going to SUNY Oneonta, kind of playing on the bigger college floor, and they always do a great job with packing the place with fans from all the communities that are involved in these championship games. What's your message to get your girls to stay calm and relaxed?
Play our game. Do what we do. The results will be, I'm sure, positive. I'm confident that we're going to have good results regardless of the score.
And, Coach, what do you think it would mean to the community, the school, the players, to bring back a Tri-Valley League basketball championship to CVS?
I think the community, our fan base is strong, our community is supportive, and they look forward to seeing another banner on our wall.
And I don't want to look past the championship game, but I always like to ask coaches, you know, Section 4 Class D, when you get to sectionals, I mean, there's just a ton of teams. There's a lot of very evenly matched teams here. What are your thoughts about the upcoming sectional tournament? Certainly looks like it'll be a great tournament.
Yeah, well, we're in a situation in that case in sectionals is, you know, survive and move on. We prepare for every game the same way. We are prepared to play our game, and we're really good at handling adversity on the floor in the moment. And I think we're strong, and I think we're going to be okay postseason, regardless of who we match up with.
Cherry Valley Springfield girls basketball head coach Jen Moore. Coach, thanks for your time, and best of luck in the Tri-Valley Championship.
Thanks, Nate.
This is Nate Lull. Stay tuned. We'll have more Tri-Valley League Championship coverage coming up on WCDO.
WCDO.
Welcome back as we wrap up our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Mirabito. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Halftime score, Franklin 24, Cherry Valley Springfield 14. And again, thank you to all our special sponsors, including the Franklin Railroad Museum, Rich's Auto Body of Franklin, the CVS Booster Club, Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, NYCM Insurance, Amphenol, SFCU, Keller Williams agent Stacy Frazier, as well as New York Pizzeria in New Berlin, Preferred Mutual Insurance Company of New Berlin, and, of course, all our normal sponsors, like we said, NYCM, Clark's Gym in Cooperstown, as well as the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Matthew Campbell Insurance as well. We appreciate all our sponsors throughout the year, as well as for the Tri-Valley League Championship. So, CVS with the ball, now going right to left. They trail by 10 to start the second half. Can they pull off the comeback? We'll see. We've seen it done right here on this floor many times before in these big games. We'll see if the Patriots have some magic. Nate Lull and GMU boys coach Greg Bonskowski here as CVS has the ball in the right wing corner. A pull-up jumper off the front of the rim. Ball ricochets around, and the Patriots will come back down with a fresh shot clock. They'll work it inside, looking for Kroon on the right low block. Shot is well off the mark. Rebound here for FCS.
First few possessions are critical here in the second half. Is Franklin going to extend their 10-point lead, or is Cherry Valley going to get back in the game?
So Purple Devils with the basketball. Again, the defending league champions starting the second half with a 10-point lead. Make it 12 as there is Alyssa Nowitny with the bucket from the corner, making it 26-14. Patriots get to midcourt. They're greeted by some tight defense there from Franklin. Again, they try to work it inside for Kroon. Somehow she ends up with it after it bounced around, but then Franklin will steal it. And here is Kayla Campbell down the floor right side. As Franklin in the purple with the gold uniforms going left to right, works it into the right corner. CVS is in the white with the red and the navy blue trim. Purple Devils again into the corner. Kayla Campbell for three, too strong. Rebound is loose. Kroon rips it down. And an outlet pass now for Kelsey Gerard. Back to Lusk. Lusk looks ahead now for Sarah Lewis. Back out to Gerard. Pump fakes, spins on the baseline, runs into a wall and has to work it out. Finds Sarah Lewis to the rim. Shot won't go. And the rebound scooped back up by Lusk. Her second chance also is no good. And then Lewis underneath, Gerard is fouled and will go to the line. Shots that I've seen fall all year long for CVS just aren't going tonight here for the Patriots. As heading to the line will be Kelsey Gerard, the senior with a team-high 5 points, will step in. Again, Marissa Campbell with 12 and Kayla Campbell with 10 for Franklin. Marissa with 4 threes in the first half. And Gerard's first shot from the line, too much mustard on that one, no good. So 6:20 to go, third quarter, Franklin 26, CVS 14. Patriots still trying to figure out the offensive flow here. Second shot is no good. Rattled in and out. Lusk with a rebound. Her right-handed layup won't go. And it's like there's a lid on the rim to start the second half.
Cherry Valley just can't seem to get anything going.
Franklin with the rebound. Ahead now for Nowitny. Bounce pass far side. Stolen, though, by the Patriots. And here's McGovern looking to run. McGovern trying to go coast to coast. Dishes one off. Ackley with a foul as Sarah Lewis caught that on the right low block and then just got run over.
Franklin there a little too unselfish. They had a nice look at the basket, tried to make the extra pass when maybe they should have just shot there. But they're doing a nice job of controlling the tempo and controlling the pace of the game here against Cherry Valley Springfield.
Third foul there on Ackley. Second on Franklin as a team in the third quarter. So you have Campbell, Kayla with two, Nowitny with two, and also Maddie Ackley now with three. So we'll have to keep an eye on that for the Purple Devils. Lewis with the ball for the Patriots, finds Gerard. Pull-up jumper is good for Kelsey Gerard. She's got seven. Maybe that will spark the Patriots. 5:40 to go in this third quarter. Franklin leading 26-16. Purple Devils into the corner now. Now back to the top of the key. Looking to work it around on offense, and they'll find Maddie Ackley. Ackley works it inside for Kayla Campbell, dishing one off. A nice look there for Nowitny, who finishes.
Yeah, they had double-teamed Kayla on the baseline, and she just spun and saw that there was an opening on the weak side, made a beautiful bounce pass for two.
And back down the floor here for the Patriots. Right-handed layup, in and out. Lusk with a rebound, can't finish, gets a second chance, and this time puts it in for Jolie Lusk, and she's got five, and it's 28-18, 5 minutes to go in the third, and as you pointed out to me, Greg, Kayla with three fouls for Franklin.
Yeah. I'm curious as to when she picked up her third. It must have been on the foul where Gerard went to the line. They must have called it on her.
Yeah, we missed that.
Unless the board has it incorrect, but they're usually pretty good over here at Oneonta State.
Yeah, we'll have to keep an eye on that as Franklin misses the shot. Patriots with a rebound and ahead now down the right side of the floor. Pull-up jumper off the glass and good for Kendra McGovern. That cuts it to 28-20. So if Kayla really does have three, she's going to have to be very careful.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of time left. As they come across the midcourt timeline, here is Kayla Campbell, splits two defenders. The kiss off the glass is no good. Rebound again for the Patriots. And boy, they're looking to run. A home run pass ahead for Lewis is too far out in front. Ball tipped around. FCS comes down with it, and ahead now for Kayla Campbell. Both these teams are saying, hey, we're in shape, we got this. Campbell right back to the rim, and she's fouled with 4:05 to go in the third. Still early, so as you said earlier in the game, wonder come fourth quarter time who's going to get some gas left.
Yeah. But I think Cherry Valley's doing a better job this half of trying to get out and transition a little better than they did early in the game. So it'll be interesting to see. I think that's their style of play. If they can get that going, you know, they could tire out Franklin.
Franklin leading 28-20. I was thinking at halftime, Franklin had 24 points as Campbell makes the first one. They only had 24 points in the whole game in the regular season meeting.
Well, I mean, half of those 24 points were on the 4 threes from Marissa, who shot the ball fairly decent after, you know, struggling a little bit early.
Campbell's second shot hit the rim three times, wouldn't go down. So Kayla goes 1-for-2. It's 29-20 for Franklin and a steal by FCS, but it rolls out of bounds. We'll stay with the Patriots. They'll have it on the end line with just under 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Franklin girls leading in the Tri-Valley Championship here in Oneonta, 29-20. Three ball, left side for the Patriots. Too strong there for Kendra McGovern. Rebound loose on the floor. We'll have a jump ball, and it's going to go back to the Purple Devils.
And it amazes me. I mean, that was a great out-of-bounds play that Cherry Valley Springfield just ran. But again, the three-pointer was taken from the college line. So I think that the kids are struggling, both teams, a little bit with awareness of where they are on the court.
Back up the floor here for FCS. Here's Kayla Campbell. Working one back to Maddie Ackley. Far side for No Whitney as Franklin goes left to right. Right side for Shivers. Bounce pass into the paint. Finds Kayla Campbell off the glass and good. And she has 13. CVS back up the floor. Again, they try that long home run pass well over the outstretched hands of the guards running back down. Flies out of bounds and back to FCS.
And we have yet to really see Cherry Valley Springfield put on that full court pressure that they've been playing all year. So it'll be interesting to see if they're, you know, are they saving that for late in the game? Here's a turnover that they just created. Let's see if they can get a hoop here.
Steal for CVS. Numbers if they can hurry. Foul down low. No, they're going to say it's a traveling violation. As Lewis was going up for the right-handed layup, CVS fans not pleased with the Zebra Crew there. 3:15 to go in the third. Franklin leading 31-20, and it just feels like Franklin's in control still.
You're just waiting for that Cherry Valley Springfield run to get him back in the game.
Here's Kayla Campbell, left side. A little 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebound for the Patriots. Back up the floor they go. Bounce pass ahead for Sarah Lewis. Stolen by Marissa Campbell. And just at all costs, CVS is just pushing that basketball. Kayla Campbell walks it back up the floor. Finds No Whitney right side in the corner for a long two, and she buries it. No Whitney has 6 points.
And that was from almost the same spot that she hit one earlier in the half here. She's getting some confidence.
Right-handed layup has got a lot of juice on that one from McGovern. Went up over the glass, out of bounds, and back to Franklin. Timeout taken by CVS with 2:35 to go in the third. Purple Devils in control in the Tri-Valley Championship, 33-20 over CVS. We'll be back on CDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes from Jake's Deli of Otego.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back out of the timeout. Tri-Valley League Girls Championship live from SUNY Oneonta. Ball knocked out of bounds. Good defense there by CVS. It'll stay with Franklin as they go left to right. Franklin girls leading 33-20.
After the timeout, a little more pressure defense here by CVS.
Yeah, late in the third quarter, they're saying, hey, we got to make a run here, as we've been talking about. Here's Shivers right side. The jumper is good for Meredith Shivers. And Franklin leads 35-20, their biggest lead of the game.
That's about three shots from that exact spot for Franklin this half.
Patriots with the ball. They go right to left. They have it at the top of the three-point arc, and they look for Gerard. Gerard now works it inside. Gerard gets it back. The kiss off the glass is good. Gerard has 9, and it's 35-22.
If CVS could get it back to a 10-point game here before the end of the third quarter, that would be a good accomplishment.
Purple Devils with the ball. They go to New Whitney, now to Ackley. And CVS is just, or excuse me, Franklin is just on the verge of foul trouble. We'll see if that plays into it. In the meantime, they keep hitting shots. And there's Shivers from the foul line. She's got 6.
Really good ball movement and patience here by Franklin.
37-22 with a minute and a half to go in the third. A three left side for Lewis, no good. Rebound is good, and the kiss off the glass is good for Zoe Kleinenhage. Makes it 37-24. CBS won't go quietly. Purple Devils with the ball. And the sophomore sisters, the Purple Devils, the Campbell sisters have been excellent today. They work it inside for Campbell. Off the glass, won't go. And a rebound here for the Patriots. And back up the floor they come. Far side, the kiss off the glass is up and good for Kendra McGovern.
They need a stop here in a basket to get them back in the game. That would make it a nine-point game.
CVS, again, is going to leave it all out on the floor here as they try to chip back into this game. Here is Maddie Ackley. Far side for Nowitney. 35 seconds to go in the third. They go inside for Ackley, and it's good.
Nice give and go there by Ackley and Nowitney. Very nice play.
Franklin 39, CVS 26. 25 seconds to go in the third. Top of the key here for the Patriots. They work it far side. Desperately looking for a bucket late in the third frame. They go to the high post, looking for Lusk. She's double-teamed, gets away from it, pull-up jumper, skim the front of the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound loose, Gerard somehow comes away with it. 8 seconds left. Let's see how aware CBS is here. 5 seconds left. They go to the right side. A pull-up jumper from Gerard, won't go. Campbell with the rebound, and that'll do it. Three quarters in the books in the Tri-Valley League Championship, and the Franklin girls lead 39-26. Fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream courtesy of SFCU. Franklin girls heading into the fourth quarter of the Tri-Valley Championship, leading 39-26 over CVS. Nate Lull and GMU boys coach Greg Bonskowski here. What can the Patriots do, coach?
I think they got to pick up the defensive intensity, and their goal should be to have it in single digits with about 5 minutes to go. Then if they could do that, they have a chance.
Patriots with the ball again going right to left. They work it to the inside for Lusk. A step-through move up and in.
That's a good start.
Lusk with her sports glasses falling off still made it. Makes it 39-28. Here's Kayla Campbell, right side with defense right in her face. They go to Shivers, left side, who has been big in the third quarter and now into the fourth. They find Campbell. Here's Kayla, wants a three, fires it left side. It's too strong. Rebound here for Maddie Ackley. Ackley keeps the play alive, finds Marissa left side, now back out to Kayla with 25 seconds to go on the shot clock. Early here in the fourth quarter with 7:15 to go. Kayla splits two defenders, takes it to the rim, and the finger roll is good. She's got 15.
Nice patience there by Franklin on offense after they got the second chance opportunity.
Franklin 41, CVS 28. Patriots with the ball. A give and go. They find Lewis on the baseline. Lewis feeds it through for Kleinenhage. In and out. And the rebound for Marissa Campbell. And into the safe hands of Kayla. Kayla tries a long pass ahead. Finds Shivers. Perfectly placed. Shivers to Maddie Ackley in the paint. It's good. And Maddie Ackley has four. And everybody is just making them pay here for Franklin.
And Franklin's changed up the defense here. They're in a 1-2-2 half-court defense, which is giving Cherry Valley a little bit of trouble here.
Now Gerard, as they split through it, that's the broadcaster's curse right there.
They did a perfect job that time. Great ball movement, good cut, and a finish.
Makes it 43-30 with 6:20 to go. Kayla Campbell gets off a screen, doesn't shoot though, goes back to Marissa. We'll see if the Purple Devils decide to just eat a little clock here the next couple possessions, see how that goes. Now to Kayla Campbell at the top of the key. Stolen away here by Kleimenhage. She's off to the races. Kayla tracking her. Now they'll zip one over, and the right-handed layup is good for Sarah Lewis. It's 43-32 with 5:50 to go. And another steal by the Patriots. Here is Lewis back to midcourt. Feeds one over to Whiteman.
Big possession here for Cherry Valley Springfield.
Lewis, top of the key, feeds it for Girard. Steps in, wants that three, hit the rim, and goes sky high. And Kayla Campbell with a rebound. Campbell back to midcourt across the Red Dragon logo with 5.5 to go in the fourth. Franklin girls leading in the Tri-Valley Championship over CVS, 43-32. Purple Devils with the ball. They go to Shivers on the right side. Shivers off a screen for a long two. Thought about it, but didn't pull the trigger. 10 on the shot clock. Inside for Kayla Campbell. Up and in. Kayla Campbell now with 17, and a timeout is taken. 5:15 to go in the fourth. Franklin 45, CVS 32. We'll be back on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Franklin girls leading 45-32 in the Tri-Valley League Championship here at SUNY Oneonta. Nate Lull and GMU boys coach Greg Bonskowski with you this afternoon. The boys game will be at 7 between Edmiston and Richfield Springs. We'll have that for you as well. A steal by Franklin as CVS tried to set up shop. And the Purple Devils going left to right, bring it back up the floor.
Let's see if Franklin takes some time here off the clock with some patience offensively.
They work it inside for Ackley. Back over to Kayla Campbell. She's got a good look at a layup, and she scores. Kayla Campbell with 19. Franklin leads 47-32, trying to put the icing on the cake here in the fourth quarter, looking for back-to-back Tri-Valley League championships. Pass down low is knocked around. The hot potato. And Alyssa Nowitny somehow comes away with it, but they'll call a jump ball. Still going back to the Purple Devils. Boy, it's just not been Cherry Valley's day today.
No.
And, you know, they haven't been on this stage in a long time, and you feel for them. But
they had a couple possessions where if they could have made, I mean, that three over here by Girard a second ago, if that goes in, I mean, it's a single-digit lead with about 5 minutes to go.
Here's Kayla Campbell underneath. Scores again. She's got 21. They just don't have an answer for her right now. Franklin 49, CVS 32. Patriots with the ball. They'll work it inside for Kroon, and she's fouled and will head to the line.
And I'm surprised, too, like they're not playing their normal style of up-tempo, you know, full court, man. So I think with 4 minutes to go, I mean, the game's not over. CVS has got to pick up the pace, so we'll see.
Patriots at the line with Kroon. First shot, no good. And the shooting, they've just been frustrated today.
And you can start to see it on some of their faces. Like you said earlier, sometimes it just feels like there's a lid on a basket, and you just need one shot to go in to kind of change the momentum. So
Kroon's second shot, in and out. Rebound for Ackley. And an outlet pass here to Kayla Campbell with 3:55 to go, fourth quarter. And here is Kayla down the left side of the floor. Franklin at 49, CVS 32. And here is Maddie Ackley. Shivers to the top of the key. Now back to Kayla Campbell. Campbell drives into the paint, and the kiss off the glass is good for Kayla Campbell, and she's got 23. It's 51-32 with 3.5 to go in the fourth. Patriots with the ball. time starting to wind down here on the Patriots. But a three there from Emma Whiteman. She's got five. And with 3:15 to go in the fourth, it's Franklin 51, CVS 35.
CVS just does not have an answer for Kayla right now. She seems to be able to get to the basket at will.
Campbell feeds one back out to Marissa. Kayla to Marissa on that pass. Marissa picks up her dribble, goes to New Whitney in the corner. And Franklin just trying to chew up some time here. Shot clock is down to seven. See if Kayla's aware. They work it inside, a give and go back out to Campbell for three. Halfway down, rattled out. And a rebound now for CVS. Back up the floor they come. Here is McGovern. McGovern tries to work it into the interior for Kroon. Kroon with a little up and under, won't go. Ackley with a rebound. They're getting the looks, but just unable to finish.
And Franklin's doing a nice job. I mean, that last possession, they didn't come away with any points, but it was a quality possession because they shot the ball with under 5 seconds on the shot clock.
Kayla down low to Marissa, up and in. It's all smiles right now for Franklin as it's 53-35, and we'll have a timeout taken here by CVS. Again, 2:18 to go. Franklin in the Tri-Valley Championship up 53-35. We'll be back on CDO.
Planning a family vacation? How'd you like to have a little extra spending cash? Well, SFCU has you covered. Simply visit an SFCU branch near you and fill out a Skip a Payment request form to skip your SFCU consumer loan or MasterCard payment. Maybe it would be more convenient to skip a payment in the summer or the fall or next holiday season. No problem. SFCU will let you choose what month you'd like to skip a payment when it's most convenient for you. Find out more about skipping a payment at SFCU with 9 branches in Sydney, Bainbridge, Oneonta, Norwich, Green, Walton, Delhi, or Hancock. Or visit sfcuonline.org. Federally insured by NCUA. SFCU. Banking easier.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
2:15 to go, fourth quarter. Tri-Valley Girls Championship game. Franklin girls on top of CVS 53-35. Patriots with the ball. It's blocked as Kayla Campbell rejects that shot there from Kendra McGovern. And the Patriots settle back in on defense. Franklin with the basketball. It has just been Franklin's day today. With a minute 50 to go in the fourth quarter. Back out here to Kayla Campbell. Back over to Marissa. Wants another three. Hit the rim twice and then bounced out of bounds and hit the top of the glass. With a minute 43 to go in the fourth quarter. And, you know, the Campbell sisters continue to write, you know, their their names into the history books of the Tri-Valley.
And, I mean, I think one of the bigger sequences of the game was that three at the end of the half that Marissa made to kind of give them a little bit of a cushion. So, and Kayla's just been tough to stop here in the second half.
We come down to 90 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. A pull-up three, no good for CVS. They work it back out. Patriots into the paint. A shot there off the glass and good for Kendra McGovern. She's got eight. Now with a minute 20 to go in the fourth quarter, it's Franklin 53, CVS 37. Here is Kayla Campbell. FCS working it around.
And at this point in the game, it's time and score. Running the clock is more valuable than any point.
Here's Kayla Campbell with a give and go from her sister. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound and works it back out. 55 seconds to go. Third straight trip to the Tri-Valley Championship. They lost it 2 years ago when the Campbells were both eighth graders. They won it last year over Morris, and it looks like they'll get a win here today over Cherry Valley Springfield as they lead 53-37 with 40 seconds to go. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Now they'll go far side, pull-up jumper for Kayla Campbell is good, and she's got 26.
And, you know, not only is it redemption that they are going to defeat Cherry Valley Springfield here after losing to them earlier this season, but I'm sure that it feels good for Coach Dutcher and the Franklin girls varsity to come back to Oneonta State and win where, you know, just 2 years ago that I think they probably think they let one get away. No, Morris played a heck of a game that day and had a tremendous comeback in the second half. But I'm sure that has stuck with Franklin a little bit, like, hey, you know, maybe we let one get away there a little bit. So it's nice to see them be successful here on the court today at SUNY Oneonta.
30 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Franklin girls leading 56-37. I agree. I mean, 2 years ago you really felt for them because they had a nice lead. They performed really well in that first half. In the second half, the wheels just came off.
I mean, I remember because we played in the boys' game that year, and we went down to the locker room, and we thought, you know, oh, it's pretty, you know, pretty solid lead for Franklin. We came back up and waited to come on the court just like the boys are right now, and we were just amazed at the comeback that Morris pulled off against them. So certainly lots of credit to Morris there, but this Franklin team, they have solid pieces, some good complementary role players. Coach Dutcher does a real nice job, so they've definitely earned this the win here today.
30 seconds to go here, fourth quarter, and now out of the timeout, Franklin leading 56-37. Again, a special thank you to all our sponsors today, including Franklin Railroad Museum, Rich's Auto Body of Franklin, the CVS Booster Club, Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, as well as Amphenol, SFCU, Keller Williams Real Estate Agent, Stacy Frazier, all our special sponsors, including NYCM Insurance and the Delaware National Bank of Delhi. Patriots with the ball, right side. They'll fire up a three off the front of the rim. It won't go. Rebound here for Kayla Campbell. And with 20 seconds left, she'll work it down the floor. The fans on their feet on the far side here for Franklin. Kayla's got a smile on her face as Franklin is going to walk away with a, looks like a 56-37 victory here. Campbell at midcourt. CVS still hounding her right to the end. That'll do it, though. Purple Devils are your 2019-2020 Tri-Valley League champions. They pour out down onto the court. You got to feel good for Coach Dutcher and the Purple Devils. Again, final score, Franklin 56, CVS 37. We'll be back in just a few minutes on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first.
And welcome back, folks. Our final score in the Tri-Valley League Championship, 56-37. The Franklin girls back-to-back here in the Tri-Valley League. And I believe with the three that Jordan Beers won and that Franklin crew under head coach Mike Dutcher. So that would be five in the last 10 years, I believe, for the Franklin girls. So very impressive run here for the Purple Devils. Our scoring summary, first for Franklin, 26 points, a game high for Kayla Campbell, 14 for Marissa Campbell, 6 for Meredith Shivers, 6 for Alyssa Nowitney, 4 for Maddie Ackley. On the other side for CVS, 11 points for Kelsey Gerard. They had 8 from Kendra McGovern, 7 from Jolene Lusk, 4 from Sarah Lewis, and 2 from Zoe Kreimenhage. Again, Nate Lull and GMU boys head coach Greg Bonskowski. The boys game will be coming up between Edmiston and Richfield Springs. But let's give out our three awards here, coach. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. And for more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. 26 points. Hard not to give this to Kayla Campbell today. I know CBS bottled her up the first time they played today. She ran wild and free and made them pay.
Yeah, she had a really nice game. She was very difficult for Cherry Valley Springfield to contain there in the second half. She seemed to be able to get to the basket. She made a couple outside shots. She's a real solid player. Has already had a really nice career, but still a lot to come, I think, from Kayla.
Next up, we'll do our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We're going to give this today to Marissa Campbell. Sometimes the defense award turns into something else, but 14 points, you know, she had 12 at halftime, was just key, and did play good defense at times. I thought Franklin overall today did a good job of shutting down the bigs inside for CVS, and Marissa was a big part of that.
Yeah, and early in the game, when both teams seemed to struggle taking care of the ball, there were several turnovers near midcourt that Cherry Valley Springfield could have easily converted into layups and you know, kind of got a lead early. And Marissa seemed to do a phenomenal job of running back and challenging the layup without fouling. So that's always difficult to do. And, you know, she put the pressure on them to make the shot. And also, I think the 12 points she scored, I know it's not the defense award, but the 12 points she scored in the first half, and especially that three right before the half, were crucial tonight. I think the game is very different if she doesn't shoot the ball the way she did, especially in the first half.
Next up is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give this to CVS's Kelsey Girard, 11 points. I just thought the effort was there for Kelsey. Hit one of those big threes that kept them in it early. Just did a little bit of everything. It was not the Patriots' night. You feel for them, but this is a young squad that will hopefully be back here in the future if you're a Patriots fan.
Yeah, I mean, I think this was a learning experience for them a little bit. They had some opportunities. It just wasn't their night. Sometimes that happens. From experience as a coach, sometimes it takes several times to get to a game like this to win it. But you never know. They played each other early in the season. Cherry Valley Springfield won. I've seen it happen many times. The two teams play in the league championship. The other team wins. Then they meet in sectionals. And the team that won the first matchup sometimes gets them. So it was two very evenly matched teams. Tonight just happened to be Franklin's night. So best of luck to both teams in sectionals.
A great game. Again, our final 56-37. Franklin girls defeating Cherry Valley Springfield. They are back-to-back Tri-Valley League champions. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll have the boys' game next, Edmiston and Richfield Springs. We'll have our Butler Auto pregame show. Greg and I will be right back here with you. So congratulations to Franklin, and congrats to both these teams on a tremendous season, and best of luck in sectionals. Also, a thank you to Jim Tamayo back in the Sydney Main Street studios. He's our in-game producer. Richfield Springs and Edmiston coming up in a few minutes on WCDO.